picture saying, go to ISIS.
You know, that might be, that might be smart. That's seen. That's a
new one. For real.
I'm saying this because that's
it's that time people. Again. Yeah.
But,
with the righteous kids.
Yeah, la hora. You know, power hour. Ponle atención, classes and sessions. Tune in for an hour, maybe more, that's a blessing. Learn from the captains and the leadership. Flee from religion, cause them churches never teaching shit. Everything you learn for your benefit. Line upon line is a requisite. Never take a deficit, yeah. That mean you take a loss and you stray from the way. You get the understanding if you study every day. Apply what you learn and bless when you pray. It's one interpretation, man, it's saying what it say. Ya viene el tiempo, entra para el templo, aprende del maestro con talento, la Biblia es el centro, usando a Israel como instrumento, no te pierdas en doctrina como viento, estudia y ora y aplica, tiempo para Dios, ven, hace una cita, escritura dinamita, morenos y hispanos, israelita, oye cómo explica, Israel unido en Cristo para la vida, nunca se divida. Tune in, it's the power hour, learn your family history, don't be a coward, yeah. Tune in, it's the power hour. I said learn your family history, don't be a coward.
Yeah, history is the word. It's the power hour. Deal every hour. Tune in to your history. You know it ain't no history. Power hour. Deal every hour. You know where you're going, love hour, power hour.
Shalom, shalom. Welcome to the Power Hour Plus.
Yeah.
I'm Deacon Yahshua.
Officer, go ahead. Now, you first.
Back in the booth.
Wait, who's this? Who's this guy?
Some new person. No, I'm just kidding. Officer Shia, shalom.
Officer Shia is back.
Yeah.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Balancing out the panel.
Man, for real.
We love you, God.
This guy, bro.
Balancing out the panel. We have the mighty tribe of Issachar in the house.
That's right. Right.
Or if you know Issachar, well, also a.k.a. known as the emotional tribe of Issachar.
Fix it, Jesus.
You need some milk.
Emotional damage.
Emotional damage. You listen. Before I let you finish your introductions, this is just my experience. You can agree or disagree, and that's great. But I'm going to tell you what I've lived. Benji comes in two ways. They either the best, like, just most pleasant, or they just nasty.
Damn.
Levi also comes in those two versions. Mm-hmm. They either the best,
yeah,
or they nasty.
Yeah.
All right? Issachar is either emotional and very rarely not emotional. Like, they get kind of easily offended and...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, when I say emotional, don't think like that. They're running around crying.
Right.
They're very defensive. Issachar is very... This is my experience with the tribe of Issachar. They're very defensive. Ephraim's crazy.
Yeah.
Or not.
Yes,
right?
Okay.
Judah's pretty... They kind of got all
healed.
Of... They got all of that.
Yeah, they do.
Judah got all of that. What we all did with all the tribes, Judah got all of that.
Even killed.
Depends on the
depends on the area.
The environment.
No, depends on the area, bro. Depends on...
Bro,
yeah, but Levi, Benji, they either phenomenal or they like nasty attitudes. Mm. They have the nasty attitudes. And listen, if you're real with yourself and you're either of those tribes... All right, before somebody starts saying, oh, you're talking about the tribes.
And bringing out the blow dart.
Listen. I've said this to the face of my, because my two favorite tribes are Levi and Benjamin.
I mean, you said it.
I've said it multiple times, mm-hmm. Right?
Yep.
And my close Levi and Benjamin brothers, they'll initially disagree because that's a defensive reaction.
Uh-huh.
But 9 times out of 10, they'll go.
That acceptance.
They'll give me this face and they'll go, yeah, you're right. You're right.
Darn it.
And the non-emotional Issachars tend to agree with the statement I just made about the tribe of Issachar, too. Am I wrong or am I right?
No, you're right.
Issachar tends to either be really emotional.
Damage.
Or real level-headed, like easy offense, easy offense.
Yeah.
Right? Yep.
So while we on the topic, Gad a bunch of crybabies.
Gad's a bunch of crybabies?
Gad a bunch of crybabies. Yeah.
I can't speak to that because I don't have that much experience with Gadites.
Prideful.
Right? He's an Ephraim out their minds. Most, I can't disagree with that. See, I'm going to show you the
there
proper example.
Mm-hmm.
when I talk about the tribe, then y'all just got to own it. All right?
It
look, Ephraim's crazy.
There was Simeon.
Tostado. Toasted. Mm-hmm. Crazy.
Yeah,
by
Simeon
and large,
is.
Most Ephraim is freaking nuts.
Mm. Damn.
Yep.
Schmote with this game.
Yeah. Listen, and if you Ephraim and you can't face that, you're one of the crazy ones.
Damn, you got emotional damage.
Yeah, bro, I'm telling you, it'd be like that. It'd be like that.
That's funny.
Someone said they noticed all subscribers still can't find us. They have to specifically search for us. It's tough to get you on YouTube, but they got you anyway. Feast of your time.
I can confirm we're exponentially bugged the hell out.
Yeah, right. He says, as a Gadite, I can confirm we are exponentially bugged the hell out. Hey, you see, I appreciate that. See, this,
right.
I like to stimulate dialogue.
There it is.
On the Power Hour.
Bring it out.
So who else we got with us today?
We got Officer Ruvain.
Officer Malak.
A.K.A. Malak.
We still on that. It's over with for me.
Officer Tobias.
Officer Tobias in
Toby.
The house.
Yes,
Toby.
Toby, my man.
Simple Jack,
Toby, man.
When it comes to spelling.
Oh, but, yo, yeah, for no. real,
hey,
what was up with that?
No, but it's wild because, like, I've seen people who are just habitually bad spellers. Like, you could tell their grammar and their writing skills aren't good.
Yeah.
And I won't knock on anybody for that. It could be, like, you didn't really, like, grow up really with,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
like, really studying that stuff. Yeah, I'm not going to knock on that. But Tobias is not dumb.
He's not at all.
He's a
thinker.
So, right. So it's like, it's shocking.
It. Right. That he
but it's becoming less shocking because it's becoming very habitual.
Habitual.
So,
that's part of his character.
That's what happens when I don't proofread.
So
right.
What was it? Maroon was the other word, right?
Oh, yeah.
That was the first one.
Yeah, maroon.
Why are we going? That was
maroon.
Like,
hey,
what was written aforetime is written for our learning.
Oh, someone said, I'm glad. I need examples. I didn't say it.
With the E.
I didn't say that Gad was bugged out. I said I don't have enough experience with Gad to make any
right.
type of commentary on
right.
that.
That's
I
what
can't,
you said.
I can't say that. I can't. I don't have enough experience with Ruben.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's some things about Ruben.
You probably know one Rubenite.
Nah, there's a handful.
Okay.
Got Palu.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Officer
one.
Nehemiah, he
boy.
Is Ruben.
Oh, damn.
Yes.
Damn.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Daddy.
He be
happy
when.
Damn.
He be happy when Judah comes like,
oh,
see,
my gosh.
That feels natural.
Wait.
Freaky Jesus is out tonight.
Bro, early.
Dios mío.
Yeah.
Bro, he. Even during a replay, when we not live, he on his BS.
Oh, yeah, but we ain't going to give him no shine tonight.
Nah, he going. For that. He out of here.
Mississippi.
He out of here for 5 minutes until he make another one and come back.
Go wake him up. Go wake him up, Tyrone.
Hey.
Because guess what? They called you.
There is people that will follow him.
For real.
There is people that will follow him. You know? But, yeah, oh, well, welcome back, Officer Shire. Welcome back.
Welcome,
praise the Most High. Good to have you back on the show.
Can we get a clap? There it is.
Good to have you back. Damn, I'm looking at the camera. I see my hair thinning up front. It's been happening for a while, man.
Vegeta?
I don't know, man. I'm holding on.
You're getting the Vegeta?
By three.
I'm holding on. Nah, I got the shampoo that you use.
Mm.
Yeah, that's supposed to, like,
revitalize.
It's like a green tea thing.
Okay.
It's like a concentrate. It's supposed to, like, revitalize the root. Like, it cleanses the follicle.
Yeah.
Of the DHT and
the
stuff.
The muck and the mire.
Yeah.
I got you.
I don't look right bald, you know?
Yeah, nah, we can't do
No,
can't
my
do
my
that.
Wife was telling me the other day, she said, you know what? Maybe now that you got a beard, the ball won't look so bad.
We're going to have to send up extra
No,
prayers.
I don't look right bald, bro.
Nah,
when I was in basic training.
Nah.
Oh, that's right.
It's not a good look.
Claude, have mercy.
You got pictures?
Nah, you know, some people rock it, bro, and you
yeah.
just, I don't look good bald. Damn, what are you putting on the ball?
Yo, you doing the most.
Nah, but I'm thinking, and then he slid it in
yeah,
like real subtle. Oh, snap. Damn, he said, I kept the Sabbath. I'm well rested. He came back with another encounter.
Oh, God.
He's like, baby's kids.
Oh,
my goodness.
We don't die. We
Damn. Oh, that's Captain Zeb.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
No, we will not pull out the picks, you disrespectful captain.
Dang. Captain Zeb got the receipt.
That's Captain Falta de Repeto.
Oh, damn.
That's Captain Falta. All right, that's his nickname, Captain Falta. Most High Christ bless you, Cap. Most High Christ bless you. Yeah, man, I don't look right bald. It's not a good look. So now I'm looking at the thing. I'm like, damn, my thing look thinner up here.
Oh, my God.
Jeez, take some minerals.
Hey,
which minerals? I take minerals.
At least it makes sense for your age. I'm only 30. You know, it's been rough.
Well,
for
right,
me.
Like I've been having a good run. I'm gonna be 46 this year.
I think I'm doing pretty good for brothers that tend to lose their hair at 46,
true.
Right? You know,
this is true.
Right.
Hey, I've always said though, I think it, usually what happens is you can either have a good beard or a good hair on the top, not both.
Damn.
I think I'm making the trade-off now.
Damn, don't do me like that. Cause
every either word. Every other word.
Damn.
I'm pulling up in the neighborhood. Yeah. Don't do it like that.
Oh, man.
As far as age is concerned, yeah. No, what got me on the hot seat, Freaky Jesus, is that it's hot over here. It's like 100-something degrees.
For real.
That's what makes the seat hot.
That's what it is.
That's what it is. I'll give him a little attention. It makes his day.
Yeah, just a little bit here and there.
Makes his teeth white.
He just must be sitting there like ready to log in on every profile.
Yeah, vitamin D3. I do take vitamin D3 though. I do. I take a decent amount of it. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I try to keep my supplement regimen narrow. Because you know, like you see people who have a whole bunch of prescription.
Yeah.
There's some people who actually have a whole bunch of supplements on their shelf. And I try to narrow it down to like what I feel is most essential for me, because I don't want to be out there with like, and you know, my wife would tell you I have a lot of bottles and stuff there, but I think I've decreased it and narrowed it down to a decent.
You take it with you?
I'm able to take my daily regimen in like a small pill box.
Okay.
Yeah. But like if I need like a bigger pill box and stuff, yeah. I think it's excessive.
Yeah.
So I try to balance. Hey, we're gonna hit that men's health show, man. I've been saving some stuff. I want to talk about that.
Yeah.
Hey, and I'm gonna tell you something. I'm not gonna speak about it like somebody, because some people they go too far. You're not qualified. You're recommending stuff to people.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna talk to you about like kind of hygiene.
Yeah.
Things that are controllable for us. I'll share my experience of things that worked for me. And we did the health segment years back with
years
you.
Years back, yeah.
And one of the main takeaways from that, and it's still to this day, I say it is that at the end of the day, until you do some blood work, and not just any random blood work, but things where you're specifically searching for things in your body, everything is a shot in the dark at that point, really.
That's true.
Because there's so many, like sometimes there's more than one thing that can cause something, right?
Right.
And then you're taking something, it might exasperate something else. It's not necessary. I'm big on informed type of stuff.
Yeah.
And just because it's on the internet, I don't believe everything that's on the internet.
You with the analytics.
I like to, when I follow my health people, I like to follow qualified people. Mm-hmm. You know, like if you are a doctor, you're a doctor in what you're talking about.
That part.
Because you'll have a dentist that'll try to talk to you about, like, you know, vaccines, for example.
Right. Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, no disrespect to a dentist. I was going to go that route. Just that's not your lane, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have an optometrist talking about different things and
neuroscience.
Right. That's not your lane. That's not your lane. But yeah, we're going to talk about the men's stuff, but we're going to talk about that. But hey, I know there's a lot of Judites anxiously awaiting to give their seven combos.
What's up with the combos? Somebody help us out.
I ain't gonna get into that yet.
About the seven combos, my wife was asking, ribs, beef ribs, is that a Judah?
No. I'm gonna tell you something right now, and I got the proof.
Because
hold on, I got the proof. I got the proof, Judah.
So
Judah trying to take barbecue. Barbecue comes from the word barbacoa.
Uh-huh.
Which is traditionally an Aztec, Incan, Mayan, and Arawak thing.
Man,
so
Wikipedia.
Barbecue,
oh my God,
historically is actually Northern Kingdom.
Yo, Wikipedia is undefeated.
You knew it was coming because you know that, and you was trying to hold it back.
Come on, man.
Wikipedia is
my wife was like, what about beef short ribs? That's a Judah thing. I'm like,
Corinne said, you need another week to get the seven combos.
Damn.
Oh, snap.
Barbecue is a Northern Kingdom thing. And I'm not talking about the new modern Hectors and Carloses and the emotional.
We're talking about like cooking them in the ground.
I'm talking about cooking it in the ground
that thing.
Right
there. Ooh,
the origin of grilled barbecue, what's known today as barbecue meat, is a Northern Kingdom thing.
With the banana leaves.
Gad, Reuben.
Yeah.
So Judah, that's not an exclusively Judah thing.
See,
now,
see, Judah takes food.
I will tell you this, and I got the proof. Judah, mac and cheese is uniquely yours.
There it is.
We'll take it.
Gosh darn it.
I'm
going to
tell you right now. There is proof. I got the proof.
I love the mac and cheese.
The noodles and the style of the noodles, according to history, is there's a version of mac and cheese that's supposedly Italian. But the mac and cheese that we know and love today, that slaps left and right.
That part.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. There it is.
was Thomas Jefferson's chef, who was a slave,
uh-huh,
a Judite slave, that perfected mac and cheese.
Whipped it up.
Yep.
In slavery.
But you see,
mac
now,
and cheese is a
like
Judah
said,
dish.
Now, that's what you call a receipt.
You say he perfected it,
I got
it, right?
Receipts.
You said he perfected it, though, right?
I got receipts. He invented it and perfected it because Italy was doing some bougie thing with
yeah,
it.
Right. Yeah.
It's not the mac and cheese you know today.
So that's the same with the barbecue. See, we took the barbecue.
No.
Okay.
Stop.
Officer
no.
Tobias, please.
You have
no.
not
please.
Had
Officer
my
Tobias.
Report like that.
I'm saying,
you're in denial. You're in
you
denial.
Cannot, you cannot. Denial you
phase,
cannot.
Please.
Where have you traveled internationally?
Uh-oh. God dang
it, I told you
Mexico.
Not to do it.
Mexico. Viva
you
la
cannot.
Mexico.
You cannot. You cannot. You go wait. To. Man, but I tell you what. When we go to Argentina. When we go to Argentina, there's a Ecuador. There's an Argentinian restaurant that we always
yeah.
hit.
I seen it on YouTube.
That thing slaps.
Bro, I seen
yeah.
that thing on
he
YouTube.
Says, that grill that raises the grate up and down with the chains on the side, that's an Argentinian grill.
Mm.
And they use wood and coals, and they regulate the heat by raising or lowering the grill.
Yeah.
Right?
That's uniquely, man, I'm telling you.
Hey, you've been to the northernmost part of
right.
Mexico, which
tourist.
Is still...
Wait, hold on. And listen, you're not going to take me there yet, man. You're trying to take me to the food thing again. I'm gonna go into my marriage thing, and we're going to go to the other stuff. All right?
Jesus.
I saw... I don't know how this has any relevance, all right? Let me get my...
There you go.
144 Zion. I don't know if you're my brother or my sister, but... I'm assuming you family.
Shalawam.
All right. Shalawam. Says, as a descendant of the tribe of Judah.
Uh-huh.
So I guess he's stepping up for the Judah delegation.
Yeah. Let's
get
that established.
We don't have many entrees because we're severely discontinued from our heritage.
Uh-oh.
That has no relevance
uh-oh,
or bearing
uh-oh, uh-oh,
right
uh-oh.
Now.
Where's the violins? Come on.
That has no
yeah,
right.
Lee,
give me this. We need the violin music. We need the little
violin
right. And that's
in America.
A Judite saying that.
Damn. Come
that's
on.
That's not the topic of discussion.
Come on, man.
I didn't say what's the excuse as
why
to why you don't
that?
Have seven combos for your Judah.
Stand
restaurant.
Up on your square. Don't
now,
do that.
Now I will say this. Mama Shamara did text me the next day.
She got
oh,
the place
damn.
For us.
Oh,
she sent me the menu to a couple of soul food places in New York that I'm familiar with. And I haven't really looked at it in detail. She said, I gave you seven. She said, but most
come
of it is
on,
chicken
man.
Five ways.
Damn.
But I knew that. See, I kind of accounted for that.
Right.
And
right.
I said, right, because we can do the same thing on Northern Kingdom side.
Yeah.
Because right?
we're talking lawful food.
Right.
Lawful
we,
food.
We can do the fried chicken. We can do the roasted chicken.
Uh-huh.
We have carne guisada, which is the
mm-hmm.
chicken stew.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So
mm-hmm.
I can do that. I can do that too.
Right.
Right. So, but that wouldn't be, like, you can't just do five chicken.
But
now,
you know that
now,
we roll with chicken. Like, that's just.
Yeah. Now, hold on. Doggone it. Now, the Northern Kingdom tribes do not have the trademark on different types of meat. Just because Judah loves
that's
chicken.
Cool.
Just because Judah loves chicken. And they
we
can
love chicken,
chop it
too.
Up. Yeah, but what you were saying was
hey,
the
bro,
fried
hey.
Chicken and the chicken wings, that's the same dish.
We all
damn
ate
here.
Chicken and waffles in the wilderness.
Yeah,
so,
like, come
you know,
on.
Because
we had
oh, chicken and waffles
said
is not Judah.
Had,
chicken and waffles is not Judah either.
It's not. I'm not.
Wait, chicken and waffles
since
is not.
When?
I'm not throwing that on the Judah menu at all.
I'm not doing it today. I'm not going to do it today. Well, maybe I will do it today.
And
I don't
we
know.
We talk about over in Ghana in West Africa. We ain't even, let's not even
but
go
wait,
there.
From what I was told.
Now he's pulling out Isaiah 48:1. Listen. I just said give me seven combos
oh
that vary.
Mm. Oh.
And you can repeat chicken. You can
so
repeat
you didn't
the
say
chicken.
That.
Yeah,
so
no,
you didn't
you,
say
yeah,
that.
Hold
on.
He changed the game.
Hold on.
I remember.
But if your menu is only two proteins, it's a wrap.
See, you moving the goalpost.
No,
and
no,
come
no.
On,
same
dude,
side.
Come on.
Nah,
the original question, well, not the original question. It was, why do Judah have Issachar food in weddings? And then we said wings, and they're like, you're not going to take wings to a wedding, right?
Yeah,
and
definitely.
We'd be like, yeah, that you're not going to do that. And then
chicken. Look, I got the, because I had Judah reaching out to me all week. I had the, it's chicken five ways. I had the, because we had limited options in slavery.
Yes.
What was the other one I got,
we
man?
Got the unlawful food.
Oh, we got the unlawful food.
Yeah.
Listen, if I allowed unlawful food, then Northern Kingdom would still kill y'all. Because we unlawful and nasty like the rest of the tribe.
Hey, we still got fish and grits. And
hey,
in Cuba, that's all they eat is that pork down there.
Listen,
Captain
one,
is
one
on
thing
Facebook.
I do not do, he's joking. I'm trying to give y'all more leeway. If I move the goalposts, I moved it in your favor. I'll move them right back if you want.
No, we'll take it. But no, now we got to go back to the drawing board.
But now
we got to go back to the drawing
board.
Now
you got people in the comments talking about that.
Now we
got
to go back, though.
Now you got people in the comments talking about that I'm moving the goalposts. But they don't realize I moved it for y'all.
He moved it in our favor, but now we don't have no time to read.
Right.
We got to call an audible on the fly.
You got for real, though.
Man.
For real.
Listen.
That's the flag on the play.
I'm going to stop because we got to get into some stuff. Okay? We got to get into
Claw, have mercy.
We got to get into
next
some
week.
Stuff.
Till next
week. Nah, man. Next week, we, you know, we got
it ain't next week.
We next week, we not on.
Oh, yeah, we not on
this week. We got some stuff to do. So
that part.